Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Stevie Dan bringing us back 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Tom Hegde is our guest. Tom is a financial planning expert, a financial planning professional. He's got all the numbers, all the letters, all the degrees and credentials that you need to be able to talk to people about their life and their financial life and their and retirement. Tom, thanks again for hanging out with us. Paychecks and Playchecks is your book. Put a .com on the end of that, and that's your website too, isn't it?
Yep, that's correct.
Can they find the video that I've been watching on your website? Is there a link there from that?
Yeah, probably not on Paychecks and Playchecks, but at TomHegna.com there would be. And
Tom Hegna, H-E-G-N-A, TomHegna.com. You got a video up there that I like a lot, Tom. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so I do an economic commentary because I'm an economics guy, Jim, and each year I do an economic update, and that goes out to several different places that like to hear what I'm seeing around the world economically. And I just updated. I put the 2014 update. You know, a lot of people think we're going to have hyperinflation because we printed all this money, and I lay out the reasons why that's probably not going to happen.
Yeah, this has been an interesting, this quantitative easing. You know, I remember other times when the Fed infused money into the economy. If you remember, they put about $50 billion in the fall of 99 to prepare for Y2K. Remember that?
Right.
But whenever the economy has had money infused into it by the Fed before, it pretty much got evenly dispersed in the economy. I always felt like it was pretty evenly distributed. But this money, this almost $3 trillion that the Fed has on their balance sheet now, money they printed out of thin air and turned into and bought securities and infused into the economy, it's pretty much stayed on Main Street. I mean, on Wall Street, hasn't it? It hasn't really gotten out to Main Street.
Yeah, no, there's really no money velocity. And so there's two components to the inflation equation. The first component is the supply of money, which has really gone up like nothing we've ever seen in our lifetime.
Unprecedented.
And in normal times, that amount of money printing would not just be inflation, it would be hyperinflation. That's what everybody sees, and that's why they all think there's going to be this huge hyperinflation. But there's a few reasons why that's probably not going to happen. Number one, there's no money velocity. So as you said, it's not working its way through the economy. Mm-hmm. It's not being lent out.
So the bad news for Main Street, in that we haven't benefited the way Wall Street has benefited, may actually turn out to be the good news in that we won't have hyperinflation.
Yeah, I mean, that's why we're not seeing, you know, this rampant inflation right now. In fact, you know, oil prices are going down and other things are going down. But there's three big overhangs to the world economy as to why we're probably not going to get, you know, hyperinflation. And if you want me to go over those three.
Yeah, I would like that. Yes, I would.
So the first thing I see when I look around the world is debt. And if you look at government debt levels, Jim, they are at record levels around the world.
That's right.
I mean, we're at $17 trillion. We're going up $2 to $3 billion every day.
We've just this year crossed over. We're now 1-to-1 on our debt is on par with our GDP. We're actually over that. We're actually now in a category with Greece.
And so we're in severe debt. Europe is bad, you know, and Greece is insolvent. When you look at Japan has far more debt to GDP than Greece.
It's four or five
Greece,
times.
Japan's much worse, okay?
Yeah.
And now China's having problems at their corporate level, at their provincial level. Our states are broke. New York is broke. California's broke.
Detroit's bankrupt.
Detroit's bankrupt, and Illinois is insolvent as a state. And so the first big D is debt. All right. Everywhere you look, and I'm talking government debt around the world, we've never seen anything like it. So number two, when you're in debt, eventually you got to get out of debt. That's called deleveraging.
Right.
That's the second.
Which is what Americans have been doing for 5 years.
Right.
Very diligently. Very pragmatically.
Yeah. So the American people have deleveraged. Corporations
Small businesses have been deleveraging like crazy for 5 years.
Absolutely. So, but governments have not. And so when you look around at the government debt, how do governments get out of debt? There's three ways. We only ever hear about two. Raise taxes, cut spending. The third way is growth, but we never hear about that. But so
right.
Raise taxes, cut spending. When you raise taxes, cut spending, it's very bad on the economy. It's very deflationary. It's not inflationary.
Deflationary.
Mm-hmm. So you've got debt deleveraging. And the third big D that hardly anybody talks about, Jim, but it's the biggest one of all, is demographics.
We talk about that on this show, I'll tell you that.
Yeah. Well, so we're getting old, but Europe is old. Japan is mm-hmm. very, very old. China will get old before they get rich.
China has asymmetrical demographics. Not just generational demographics. They have asymmetrical demographics.
Right. So what happens economically, Jim, is when you get old, your spending goes off a cliff. I mean, think about it. How much money do your grandparents spend? Nothing. Well, that's going to be you in 30 years, okay?
Right.
So we've had these 78 million baby boomers that drove this economy for the last 50 years, yeah. And now all those baby boomers are over the hill. They're over age 50.
Right.
Well, what happens at age 50? The kids move out, at least for a couple months, and your spending goes down every single day for the rest of your life.
That's right.
So think about it. Every day for the rest of your life, those baby boomers are going to be spending less and less and less and less. Europe is going to spend less and less and less and less. Japan is going to spend less and less and less and less. So you've got debt deleveraging and demographics that's going to cause deflationary pressures for decades.
Yeah, I think you're right. And folks, you've heard me talk about this with our demographic experts, too. Hey, Tom, I think you're onto something. Folks, you got to watch this video. It's fascinating. TomHegna.com, right, Tom?
Yes, that's right.
I encourage you to go. Hey, Tom, come back soon, will you?
We'll do it. Thank you.
Good job today. Tom Hegna, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. Check out his stuff. Quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.